Toner Nocturne. I was speaking to the boy. He was copying me. Then the blanket began to copy me too. This was alarming. Taken to the cogs, the functionaries of, well, you know, that stuff up there. There was a lack of impression, copying not so threatening. I told that the copy, the blanket was copying, was mine. It was copying me. The boy knew it. But no one was, again, so impressed until I thrashed out the blanket to the floor. I got up later. Everyone had grown and moved away. The pillow had been copying me in my sleep. I found the copies all around, some in better and some in worse. In the bathroom, there was a shortage. In the tub, there was a cockroach, the smooth sides curving too much for it, and so it ran around in large ovals of panic when I started the hot water. We're in this together, you and I. When the cockroach began copying me, then I, well, thought I should have been able to have said that I knew. But even this premonition was slightly unreadable, part of its edge having failed to be crossed by the green eye. What is the blanket doing now? The boy at this point is not any longer, and anyone copying this down later will see this. As with the cockroach trying to exit the tub, to get out of a game of copy is very difficult. Is very difficult? Yes. Yes. Why is that? Why is that? I think you get the point. I think you get the point. I was saying something to a boy. To a boy, I was saying something, and he, to a boy, he was copying me, intolerable in the shredding moments, those shredding moments in which one liquidates. Perhaps it is a function of liquidation that allows for blankets and, as I said, one insect, and as I haven't said but have said previously, certain other parts of the wall and at least, well, the recent furniture. Piss poor at decorum. Not even original Naugahyde any longer. A bad Spanish band covering an obscure French band's cover of some disco hit that I would recognize in the original, but now am simply haunted by. That time, this time as a boy, I, and not copied, but just the ropes, saline-ish, and then if they dry to a sickly sour, and on my side through the 1976 Winter Olympics. I was copying the downhill skiers unbeknownst to them. I wasn't the first one to tell you this.